Hello and welcome back to our podcast. Our podcast is still the same, but it now has a new name. We're called Ola the Podcast. We did a little bit.
I like it.
I like it. Well, do you know what? It's a hell of a lot easier, isn't it? Because
well, this is it. Ola the Podcast. Very simple. Very easy. There's people going, I can't find you. Is it Ola?
Yeah. How do you spell konnichiwa? I was like, oh Jesus. But that was my fault because, you know, for some reason when I started Instagram. I used to come on and I start everything with Ola bonjour konnichiwa, Ola bonjour konnichiwa.
Yeah.
So that's what I call the podcast. But now, because when we were making the Instagram page for the podcast, the handle was Ola the Podcast. So I don't know why it took me so long to cop on and change the name, but we did anyway. And we just want to thank everyone as well for all the votes for the Irish Podcast Awards. I know we've been plaguing you for the past
fix.
Yeah.
We robbed.
Absolute fix. But look, we're not bitter at all. And
robbers.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm saying this with a straight face, because if you heard the WhatsApp messages.
I thought I was not talking to Lorna. I thought I was talking to Lindsay, because I swear to God, I'm human now. I'm snapping. I was like, Lindsay, is that you?
I know. Look, listen. No, I am bitter. I'm very bitter. And I think it's an absolute fix. I'm going to say it. Right? But obviously, I wish everybody else all the best. And right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is why we don't get asked anywhere, Lorna.
Here we are going, why can't we make it an influencer? Here we are. But no, we do appreciate, we appreciate all of you, all the listeners. We do appreciate all of you that actually went to the trouble of voting for us, went to the trouble of trying to spell bonjour konnichiwa.
Hola bonjour konnichiwa.
Yeah. And that's why I was holding off changing the name of it, because I was like, but what if we win the podcast award? What if we win? I can't change the name. Do you know what? I don't want to win it now. They're welcome to it. So...
I don't want your stupid awards.
Who wants an award anyway, God's sake? Who wants it, like? I grew my following organically and I'm proud of it, all right? Anyway.
Yeah, same.
Right. Moving on swiftly. Come here, this week as well, did you get the Britney book? I finished it.
Did you? Really? Yeah. Done? Finished?
Yeah, I got the audio book. And my plan was I was going to go for a walk. And listen, I did my arse. I turned it on in the morning going to work. I listened to it in work. She comes on herself. Literally, I thought she was going to, I knew she wasn't narrating the whole book. She comes on herself for like a couple of lines. And then Michelle Williams, you know that actress?
Yes.
Because I know a couple of people thought it was Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child, but it wasn't.
Williams,
yeah, the actress. But she, do you know what? As you're listening to her, she was so good. And you'd actually think that she's Britney. She actually sounds a bit like Britney. It was weird.
Okay.
But yeah, the book, I really enjoyed it. Very, very good. Very good. Justin is an arsehole. An absolute arsehole.
We knew it.
Coke and Noodlehead, absolute arsehole. But I would recommend it. If you haven't gotten it, go get it and give it a listen. Poor old Britney. And I actually feel you kind of understand her a bit more as well. Like, even now when you see her bopping around on Instagram with her knives and all, you'll just go, do you know what? She's all right. Leave her off.
Off you pop, love you.
Leave her off.
Come here.
She's all right.
I'm too excited about this podcast, because this is a very special episode, and I'm just bursting to get into it, because absolutely my favorite talk. I mean, everybody, you know, when your mom and dad used to talk about, I don't know what your mom and dad used to talk about, might have been going on about that band, the Bay City Rollers and all that kind of stuff, and they had their era, their favorite era. Well, the 90s is absolutely mine. If I went on a mastermind, the 90s would be my mastermind. Yeah. Subject. I'm so excited for this particular episode. It's a one-off, a special 80s and 90s. I'm here for it. Like, even as people were sending me in their responses, I was getting giddy and excited reading them. As I was writing them down, I was like, with everyone I wrote down, I was like, oh, do you remember that?
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for this.
So if I was podcast. To ask you, right, so it's, we put up a question box on our pages for, like, so between the 80s and 90s, right, because we have a huge demographic like this. Obviously, I'm 40, right, so I was born in the 80s, but sure, I was only a young one, so the 90s were really my era as well, right? But if I was to ask you, what was your favourite memory from the 90s, say, or the 80s for you, the 90s?
1995.
Oh,
everything that happened in 1995, because now this is Dublin specific, but Dublin won the All-Ireland final in 1995, which was amazing because Dublin hadn't won the All-Ireland final in my whole life, maybe, or I don't know. I'd never remembered them winning the All-Ireland final. So it was a big thing. So I remember Dublin was like buzzing. So we won the All-Ireland final in 1995. Boyzone, we're famous in 1995. We won the Eurovision in 1995. And we won lots of stuff in sports in 1995. And I just remember it was like, we won, and the year previous was 1994 when Ireland had gone to USA for the World Cup. It just seemed like Ireland was on fire in the best possible sense. I remember this feeling like, I felt like we were like the Mighty Ducks. Like we were like the underdog and we could do anything. We were winning shit in the Olympics. We were winning All-Ireland finals. We were winning Eurovision Song Contest. We had boy bands that were emerging. We had the cores. Like, it feels like for me, that's where all my positivity and enthusiasm came from, because it felt like you could do anything. Anything could be achieved. It didn't matter that you were the small one or the underdog, or like, I remember the commitments came out, and the commitments was all about like Ballymun and, you know, this small working class group and how they were growing to success and fame. And oh my God, it was just such a time to be alive. And I think I'm so lucky and I'm so grateful that I was old enough to absorb all of that, because I genuinely think it helped to like shape the person that I am today, truthfully, because it made me believe anything could be achieved. Anything could be done. It doesn't matter if somebody is in a bigger house or with a bigger bank balance or with connected relatives. It really doesn't matter, because if you want something and you believe in it and you work hard at it, it can be achieved. And this was the message that was delivered to me in every movie, every TV show, every sport and achievement. That's where, that's what, that was my whole influence. So
yeah,
I love the 90s, and I'm so glad that I was old enough to take all that in and absorb it all. What about you?
My favorite, honestly, if I'm being, I never took notice of like the big things or that you took notice of the things, but what I always remember of the 90s was every weekend I used to go and stay with my grandmother, and I absolutely loved it. And it just, when we were talking about the 90s there, it's always the first thing I think of. She would send me up to the shop, and it was little things like buying, you know, this skull bread, you know, that real crusty bread, buying that, the smell. Every time I even talk about this, I can nearly smell the bread, right? Because I don't think I've ever bought one since she died, right? And we used to get the bus into town, and we used to go into Roach's Stores. Roach's Stores was like, oh, it was like your super value nowadays. It was the main big supermarket like in town, and we'd go into Roach's Stores, and she'd always get the little treats for a Friday night, and I'd be allowed up late to watch the Late Late Show with her. Small little things like she was heat our night dresses up by the fire and stuff before going to bed, and oh, it was just so lovely. Like, and we used to have our little sweets, and she did have a habit of buying walnut whips, and like they were disgusting, you know.
Them.
Yeah, and like I'd always bite off the walnuts. I never liked that, but I was fond of the stuff inside it. Like, that was grand. But that's what I always remember. I loved the 90s for that. And even just now, because you know, Halloween. Do you remember Banshee Bones, the crisps?
Yes.
And I was only talking to someone about this recently, right? So you remember now that I was very, very young, 10, 11, 12, maybe, same with my grandmother, right? And on the back of a packet of Banshee Bones, there was the story of the Banshee, right? And it said, on this was genuinely on the packet back then, like, I hope to God they've changed them now, but the story of the Banshee, and it was like, oh, that if you hear knocking on a window, it means that someone in the house is going to die, right? So, you know, you're reading that as a 10-year-old, like, whatever. So I was in bed in the second bedroom of my grandmother's house, right? Audrey, I'm not joking. I was literally in bed and I heard. And here I was. What's that like? Oh. Right? I nearly died. I could just put the duvet over my head. I was bawling, crying. I was convinced my grandmother was dead, and I kept hearing it, right? Do you know what it was? A fucking crow. Tapping the window.
No.
I swear to God.
That would freak me out.
Listen, the dope must have seen his reflection or something on the window, but I swear to God, I will never forget it. I was hysterical, crying and everything. I'd say they were all looking at me going, Jesus, what's wrong with your one leg? Over, and I swear to God, I've never had a packet of Banshee Bones since.
Ever since? No.
And whoever put that on the packet of Banshee Bones should be fired. that's one of my traumas, actually, from the 90s. let's not talk about the traumas, though. Let's talk about the nice things.
Oh, there's lots of traumas associated with our past. Yeah. If you were to scratch that surface, there's a whole lot of stuff that went down there that wasn't okay. But you gave me a memory there when you talked about your nana and the walnut whip. We used to do a big shop on a Thursday. I think my dad got paid on Thursday. So we used to do the big shop on the Thursday, and we used to go to Janelle Shopping Centre, which is gone now. It's a big shopping centre, and we'd get the food shop in, and we'd always call into my nana on the way home, and we used to give her a Viennetta. That was very posh.
That was very posh, yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. We used to give her a Viennetta ice cream on it, and I'd be sitting there watching her put it in the freezer, hoping that she, like, sometimes she might cut you a slice, like, or sometimes she'd just put it in, and I'd be like, do you want me to put that out there for you now, nana?
Yeah.
Like, putting it out, watching, waiting to see what you're going to get a slice of.
And
do
you remember as well when your grandmother would, or someone would try and give you money, and it was like a pound coin or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You'd be warned not to take it off them, like, and you'd be like, oh no, Nan, that's okay. I don't. And you're like, yes, buy a pound coin. I still have some of the old coins as well, because, you know, in my wiseness, I was like, they'll be worth money now in a couple of years. Do you know what's just dawned on me? I'm just going, I know I have them somewhere, but I couldn't tell you where they are, actually.
No.
Yeah. So, you know, not much use to me now, is it? But we put up on our Instagram pages there, we asked, like, for some of your favorite memories, some of your favorite television programs, your band, some of the things you got in, right? So I'm just going to name out a couple of television programs that people sent in that they absolutely loved, right? So the first one was Dynasty. Then there was Dallas. Now, I will say I was a fan of Dallas as well. This was another thing that used to be on, I think, on Saturday mornings. And like, Who Shot JR was just huge, like huge. Falcon Crest, do you remember that?
These came up, I thought that was a Two-Face. Somebody said that to me, and I did.
See, this is now the age difference here, like the extra couple of years that I have. Falcon Crest, yeah, it was like the Poor Relation of Dallas, like. But Falcon Crest, yeah, I heard of it. I don't think I ever watched it. Then there was,
I thought it was a
feckin' Toothpaste, Audrey. Jesus, that's Crest. I'm just using my Falcon Crest whitening strips. So Quantum Leap, Highway to Heaven.
Yes!
Remember
Quantum Leap? Yeah.
Murder, She Wrote. I'm sorry now.
Yeah.
Love it. And I love that that's still on the telly. I would sit down and watch Murder, She Wrote and Diagnosis Murder. I love.
I used to be convinced she was actually the one going around killing everybody just so she could then solve the
Wouldn't it be such
a
great twist, like?
If they should be a twist like
came
that.
Out, yeah, that it was her.
Because she was bloody everywhere. Like, yeah. It didn't make sense.
She was lived out here. She had a house in Cork, you know, Jessica Fletcher. So technically, we claim her. She's from Cork. She's one of us. Magnum P.I. I never watched that, but I heard of it. Glen Rowe, obviously.
Holy God. Sunday, when you'd be watching it and then shitting yourself because you didn't do the homework you were asked to do.
Exactly.
In the morning. Yeah.
Top of the Pops. And then some of the RT specials. Mary Fitzgerald, Make and Do. I've never watched that, but I remember it. I think it was like an arts and crafts type thing. Or was she on Bosco? Or something. She used to do arts and crafts. Then there was Don Conroy, who used to do art on telly. No, all over.
Yes, I remember him. I remember him.
And then moving into the 90s, then there was like, oh no, the A-Team. That was probably the 80s as well. 80s and 90s.
80s, I think. Yeah.
Saved by the Bell.
Yes, Saved by the Bell. Okay, there we're talking.
Beverly Hills 90210. My God, Luke Perry. Oh
yeah, I never fancied Luke Perry. Oh, I like the other fella.
Oh, I take the two of them, like, but I mean Luke Perry was delicious, like with a capital D. And then
it's gas when you look back at those programs where they're all only supposed to be 16 and the drama out. I used to have to ask my mom, was I allowed to go to the shop? You know, like these kids were off and they were having sex and parties and smoking and drugs. And there was like the amount of drama that was in their school. And I'm like, I literally have to ask my mom, can I go out after a certain time? Like I had to be home when the lights went on. I don't know.
But that was another thing. I mean, we were very, I don't know whether all American young ones were like what we saw in Beverly Hills 90210, but we were so innocent. Well, I was anyway. You get up in the morning on your summer holidays and you go out the door. Your mother and father wouldn't see you. Like you said now, until the streetlights went off outside. You'd be off on your bike and... Like I said, looking back now, it probably was very, very dangerous because they hadn't a clue where we were.
No.
Like,
there was no air tags back then.
No. At the same time...
No phones, nothing.
I was very innocent. Like, I never got up to anything that I shouldn't have or anything. Do you know what I mean? It was all just very clean, wholesome, innocent fun, wasn't it? Like, there was no... There was no danger.
Like, not like what these guys are up to. No. And then not only did they have boyfriends, which I never had a boyfriend at that age. Not that there's nothing wrong with it. I was just a bit backward. But they had boyfriends and then they had affairs. And then some of them, like, there was boyfriends. There was cheating. There was broken hearts. There was... Do you ever remember, like... You'd be listening to your favorite song and it'd be having a broken heart and you'd be like singing it like you understand and you'd never even kissed a boy, never mind had a broken heart. Like,
do you remember Toni Braxton? Unbreak my heart.
And you're like, you're so into it.
So into it, like, so passionate.
I feel that pain. And you're like,
oh God, what are we like? And then the other program, which was one of my favorites as well, was California Dreams. And I'm going to still go on about it. The handsome fella from that, Jake Summers, the fella that played him in real life. And I'm still calling that my claim to fame. And they only recently...
That's a good claim to fame.
Oh my God, they had a reunion in New York recently. All of them, no, they're all ancient now, like, they're all feckin' in their 50s now, like. But it was, oh my God, the bang of nostalgia off it. Like, they were all in this pub and singing all the songs that they sang on the thing. And I was in my element watching it. I was like, oh. I was messaging, hi, please come to Ireland. I'd love to see you. Oh, brilliant. So they were some of the television programs, right? I know you got a few more.
I love it here, but you keep going.
Well, there was The Cosby Show. Probably shouldn't go on about that. Obviously, The Late Late Toy Show. People going on then about music and bands and stuff, right? So Duran Duran, Wham, Bon Jovi, The Cure. Like, I've heard of these. Couldn't tell you any of their songs, right? Depeche Mode and Eurythmics. Now, I like Eurythmics. All right, to be fair. And Annie Lennox. I would be fond of her, all right. I just missed a couple of television programmes there. Now, I don't know about these, right? Seventh Heaven and Dawson's Creek. Like, I watched Dawson's Creek and like that again, there was always so much bloody drama.
The drama out of them, yeah.
And remember your one Joey, she couldn't smile properly, God help us. She was like, remember she had this sideways.
All I remember is going back to that Donna was a virgin and David was a virgin in Beverly Hills 90210 and that this was a really big deal. That, do you remember Donna and David and they were saving themselves?
Andrea, was it? The one with curly hair.
Was it not? Donna with the blonde hair.
Ah, Donna, she was no more a virgin, I'd say. She was no more a virgin.
No, don't you be casting aspersions on poor old Donna.
Do you remember when Brenda thought she was pregnant at like 16? I remember that and I was like, oh. Yeah.
How did that happen? She must have sat in a dirty toilet seat.
Exactly. Listen, I'm telling you, that's how it happens. Like, but yeah, Dawson's Creek and Seventh Heaven. Seventh Heaven was just far too wholesome for me. Like, it was just, wasn't for me at all. But what else was there? A couple of people then sent in, which I actually got a laugh off this one. Someone's like, some of their favorite memories from the 80s was going to a dance and they called it the erection section. So, which was.
What?
Yeah, the erection section apparently is the slow set at the end of the dance where you were guaranteed to get a shift.
Oh, no.
So I did get a good laugh off that. I thought that was very funny. And obviously as well, that we went on to the whole fashion of the 80s, the fashion of the 90s. Like, do you remember the school shoes we all wore? Like, I don't remember.
Still wear them. Like, I got a pair in Zara recently. Here, I'm still wearing
did
them.
Did you notice they're all coming back? I remember, like, my mother used to be going, oh, you know, flares will come back into fashion. They were all the rage in the 70s and so. And you're like going, yeah, right. Like, they're all coming back. The shoes I wore going to school, those bloody platform things. And I see people on Instagram now buying the Prada version, like, and I'm going, well, I was just too ahead of my time.
I was an OG. They're all back in. I literally have a little pair of kind of school shoes that I've been wearing around the place. Yeah. I'm embracing it though. I'm here for it. But then again, I never really moved on. So I've kind of always had 90s fashion. And now that it's popular, I actually like it less because now everybody is wearing it. But I've never let go of an awful lot of the 90s stuff. Yeah. So I've always had the shell jackets and like the school shoes. And yeah, I've kept an awful lot of that stuff in my wardrobe. But I'm half raging now because the kids are wearing it and they look like they should be wearing it, and now I look like I'm wearing it ironically, and I'm not. So that's a hard thing.
Like, mine are vintage, mine are actually from the 90s,
mine are actually the same age as you, or possibly older.
Oh, God,
I know, and that hurts. That hurts me.
That absolutely does hurt. So, what kind of suggestions did you get?
I'm just going to read you my list. You put yours in order, fair play to you. Mine is in no particular order. Okay, I'm just going to call you out a load of words. I'm going to look at your reaction, and people can't look at your reaction, so you're going to have to give us a verbal reaction. These are just a load of things that people send to me, things that they love or remember from the 80s and 90s. So first in there, Italian 90, but right next to Italian 90 is street parties. Did you have street parties in Cork? Is that a Dublin thing?
Street parties, like just outside your estate, like, I don't
think
so. Yeah,
like we kind of, we had, would have closed off.
Actually, do you remember Beat on the Street? Was that a thing? No, 2FM
Beat on
the Street.
Someone wrote Beat on the Street to me as well. Yeah, I've got Beat on the Street here too.
No, unless, maybe not where I was living. Like, no, we didn't have street parties.
So street parties were amazing. I do think it's a bit sad because community just isn't the way it used to be. But where I live, I remember having street parties for the 94 World Cup and the 90s. We would have done it then as well in Italian 90s. So basically, the neighbours just decided, hard luck cars, you're not driving through here today. And they closed off. You would have been able to, I suppose. The traffic wasn't the way it is now. We just closed off our area for a few hours. All the neighbours brought out tables, chairs, out onto the road. Everybody brought like food and drink. Like, some people would bring 7-Up and sandwiches and cakes and biscuits and sweets, and all the tables were laid out. All the neighbours came out. And I remember when the match final was on, this was so funny. I hope someone has pictures of it somewhere. But there was someone that brought extension cord, extension cord, extension cord, extension cord, all the way from their house over onto the green. There was a big, huge tent. And the TV was put on inside, and all the dads, all the men were watching the World Cup final or quarter final, whatever it was, on the TV in the tent on the green.
Brilliant.
All the kids were running around. There was games, there was sweets, it was just brilliant. And everybody had a street party. So street parties were big in the 90s. Other things on my list, you mentioned it earlier, Glenroe. Back to your Halloween, because you triggered a memory for me there. And a Halloween where everybody had to make a costume out of a black plastic bag. That was just pure standard. Everybody's costume was a black plastic bag and then some kind of like either a nose or a hat or whatever. One year, my parents didn't know what to dress me up as, and I didn't know what I wanted to be either. Maybe I was getting a little bit older. Maybe I was even 10 and I was thinking I was too cool to do you know what my dad made me, because he got pissed off at me? He put a black bag on me. And he wrote on my back, and I didn't know what he wrote on my back. And I was like, what is it? What am I?
What?
And he goes, you're a tea bag. And he wrote tea.
That's very good, Audrey. That's genius. Just the letter T. Like, that's brilliant.
And just telling people that I was a tea bag.
And well, I went off. Lucky, like.
I was a tea bag. Fancy paper.
Oh, yes, fancy paper and the smell off it. Remember? Oh, that was, I love that.
Yeah. And stickers. So we used to collect stickers and fancy paper. Punky Brewster. Do you remember Punky Brewster?
No.
Maybe the world is blind or just a little unkind. Punky Brewster. Actually, Punky Brewster ended up being in Sabrina the Teenage Witch. She was her friend, whose name I can't think of right now. But Punky Brewster used to have one red shoe and one yellow shoe. So for ages there, I would only go around with two different shoes on. Funky Brewster, Saved by the Bell, California Dreams. But do you remember the California Raisins? It was a cartoon and they all used to sing.
I do, kind of, vaguely. Yeah, that you said it.
California Raisins. Clarissa Explains It All. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, I couldn't stand them. I found her very annoying, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Really,
I was obsessed.
No offense to Melissa Joan Hart, just in case you're listening, Mel. But like, she's very annoying. Do you know, there's just certain people that like, just the look of them annoys you. I know you shouldn't say that, like, but she's one of them. Sabrina the Teenage
Witch.
Really? Oh, I could never take to her. Like, no, she's a pain in the whole.
Loved
like.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch, was obsessed with Harvey. And then she actually went out with Chad Corey Dillon. She made him out of dough. And Chad Corey Dillon was actually David from Beverly Hills 90210. And she made the perfect man. But then he spoiled and he went off. And he went, you know. That's... Okay. Sister. Home Improvement. With Tim Allen and that little guy that everybody used to fancy.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
No. I can't either, but I can picture him. Yeah, I know who you're on about.
My absolute favourite weekend show, and I actually used to put the videotape in and record this. I used to record them all the time, was Live and Kicking with Zoe Ball.
Oh my God, yeah, and Cat Deeley, wasn't it?
Cat Deeley was on it later, but there was Zoe Ball and Jamie Teakston, I think they were
You're right. Yeah. Oh yeah, I like that. And did Anton Deck take that over as well later on, didn't they?
Well, they were with, I don't Kat know, Deely, but possibly.
Yeah, they did.
But they were with Kat Deely and Fern Cotton, weren't they friends? Oh no, Fern Cotton was friends with Holly Willoughby. I'm thinking of Edith Bowen. Ona.
Oh yeah.
Edith and Katili, they were the besties. They were the MTV presenters that always stuck together. And then there was Fern and Holly Willoughby. What else have I got here? The Den.
Oh, standard. Sure. Zig and Zag and Saki and Zuppy, is it?
Zuppy, that's right. Zuppy the dog.
Zuppy the puppy, yeah.
Dustin.
Then Dustin went for president and that all got a bit
weird. Anyway, line for Eurovision dancing. And all. I wonder where Dustin is now.
Oh, he'll show up at Christmas time to rip the piss out of Patrick Keelty. So he's all right. He's okay. remember line dancing had a bit of a resurgence in around that 1995 time?
Cotton Eye Joe. Remember when Cotton Eye Joe came friend, out?
What's your man's name now, me bestie? That was over here doing the big concerts in Crow Park.
Roland
I got
Keating,
friends in Gart. Didn't Gart come to Ireland in the 90s? And then the 90s was like, we are wild for this now.
We did line dancing. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'd line dancing. We have, what else? Curbs. Just curbs, you know, bouncing the ball off the curb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Curbs. Now 40, or now this is what I call music, or all that. Oh, my God. All those CDs, compilation CDs.
No, that's
that you had to
music.
Ask for
One,
every
two,
Christmas.
Three, four, five. Yeah.
Jesus. Posters on your wall, posters on your ceiling, posters on your school book.
Who's on your wall?
Posters.
Posters and boys
God.
On.
This is actually a true story. It is boys on, right? I had boys on everywhere. Like, I shared a room and on my side of the room, I literally cut it in half with my posters. So my posters were like all up my wall and all over the ceiling. But I used to have to go get changed in the bathroom because I was convinced that they were all looking at me because their eyes were...
Oh God.
And sometimes I couldn't sleep because I was like,
oh. Ronan, stop looking at me. I'm shy.
Don't love me for fun, girl.
I bet you were there now, like snogging your posters and everything, weren't you, before you went to sleep?
No, because you know, remember, Boyzone were like total opposite to what's out now. So now it's all about deep throating and doing all sorts of crazy shit. Whereas Boyzone were like, you know, don't love me fun, girl. Let me be the one girl. So I was very much, I will save myself for you or you, depending on what they were.
Yeah.
Maybe I love them all except for poor Al Mikey. I never went to a Mikey phase. But I love the rest of them. Yeah. Now come on.
Come here now, Mikey. I know he's better than Keith Duffy. He's better than
Keith Duffy was
Keating.
A fine thing.
No, I never liked Ronan. I wouldn't say he was beautiful. Like he was...
Me and Ronan loved each other 88%. No one used to write down Ronan Keaton loves. Or when you get an apple and you'd have to twist the core and I'd be like, A, B, C, D. And then you get to Ori and you'd be like,
ripping it off.
You have to go the other way. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. Oh my God, I got okay again.
It just happened like that. It's meant to be. It's written in the stars.
Well, we loved each other 88%. I just thought you should know that. Okay, posters. Rip off bottoms, the rip off trousers. And then I don't know what these are, but I think I should. What are UFO sandals? UFO sandals? I wasn't familiar, but it came in a couple of times. Then there's the Talk Boy, Talk Girl, which I think were they the Walkmans?
We're talking about never heard
they
of
said they were made famous in Home Alone. But I don't really know what that is. But I do remember Walkman and I do remember Discman. Then X-Works Jeans, Thundercats. Wasn't Thundercats a cartoon? I think I kind of remember. And I remember He-Man and She-Ra.
Oh,
remember
She-Ra, Rainbow Bright, remember her?
Rainbow Bright, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, someone said then the Switzer's Christmas Window. Now,
never
I don't remember the Switzer's Christmas Window, but my mom did used to take us to Cleary's to see the Santa. Like, people used to queue up to see the Santa in Cleary's, so that was everything. Someone mentioned Cork. They mentioned Cork City Lights, going up to Cork City to see the Christmas lights being switched on. That was a big, huge deal. Obviously, Bosco's on here. We have Biker Grove. Biker Grove,
hey! Man. Biker Grove.
I was a massive Biker Grove fan. Did I tell you I used to write fan fiction?
Stop, Audrey. I'm cringing for you. Go on.
No, I don't even care. Because there was a family in Biker Grove and they were the O'Hagans, and there was a Teresa O'Hagan and a Bridget O'Hagan. So I wrote this entire fan fiction storyline where I was their cousin from Ireland to come over to stay. So obviously, because I was staying with them for the summer, they'd go to the Grove and then I'd go to the Grove, and I was madly in love with PJ, but PJ was betting to Debbie Dobson. But once he caught a sight of me, he was like, see you later, Debbie. And then he was all about
see,
me.
Now,
and
you
then,
should have posted that off to ITV or whoever made it at the time. Like, that sound, that actually does sound like a good old storyline, to be fair.
A very
like,
plausible storyline, yeah, doesn't
absolutely,
it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I guarantee it, if he was going out with me, he wouldn't have been there in that paintballing incident where he got shot in the eye and he went blind. But for some weird reason, after he got shot in the eye, he was in a wheelchair. And I never quite understood that because, like,
because he can't see, like,
if blind people can walk.
I know they can walk, actually. But if he couldn't see, maybe they didn't have a guide dog or a white stick or someone to be with him all the time. Like.
But he had Deck. He had Duncan. Like,
if he had to go to the toilet or something, he was on his own. I don't know.
The wheelchair's not going to help him in the bathroom.
That's true. Listen, it was all make believe. You had to just use your imagination. Well, but you know what?
I had fan fiction.
You just were going on there about going into Cork City for the Christmas lights. And that's one of the things now, the Christmas decorations. Like, do you remember back in the 80s, 90s? And it was, people would say probably gaudy or tacky, you know, but honest to God, I loved it. I loved the foil decorations that you hang down from your ceiling, the coloured tinsel. I still only put coloured lights on my Christmas tree. I don't like the... See, I think now everyone's just trying to copy each other and, you know...
It's so
like,
aesthetic and
Do you know,
perfect.
Do you know it's like everyone that has their house painted grey. Everything is grey. Grey. Because it was a trend there for a while, right? And they only put on ice white lights or warm white lights and stuff. Whereas I'm like, no, colour everywhere, coloured lights. And I think I have 1,000 coloured lights on my tree. And I'm seriously thinking, if I could get my hands on the 80s decorations, I would...
I think they're going to make a comeback.
I hope they do. I really hope they do.
Back then, it was never like less is more. It was like more is more. Like more. Yeah. Like literally shrink the size of your living room. Like bring in that ceiling. Close in those walls. Yeah. Like there was decoration ever. Do you remember them plastic things? They were like plastic 3D mold. It could be like a Christmas bell.
Oh, I know what you're
on
about.
Christmas bell and they go up on the wall, like, or a Santa.
And I actually think they might sell them still in like the pound shops and stuff or deals or somewhere at Christmas time. Yeah. I'm telling you, this year, watch my Instagram. I'm doing my Christmas decorations. Tacky 80s.
I'm looking for
and I am going to be in my element doing it. But I remember going to, like, Cork when they were turning on the lights and stuff. It was such a big thing in the city. And it was gorgeous. They had all the coloured lights. They really went to town with the decorations, but no, and I don't know, it's Dublin City the same as well. It's boring. It's just there's nothing. It's not Christmassy at all. Like, I just don't
Dublin,
like it.
Unfortunately, has gone to the dogs. And years ago, it used to be lovely. You'd go into town, you'd go down Henry Street, all the market traders would be on Henry Street. You would see they'd have little display around the GPO, which was beautiful. Cleary's had a fantastic Santa. And we used to burn north side. I'm from the north side. We would mostly stay in the north side. Unfortunately, now the north side is a no-go zone. It's terrible. And anybody listening to this, I think will agree with me. The north side is really fallen into a state of disrepair. And last year was the first year, I think because the pandemic happened and people weren't really going into the city centre, you didn't notice it. But last year when I went into town at Christmas time, the north side was in an awful state, and there's really just Grafton Street now, and they've kind of taken over that whole thing.
Oh, do you mean
when
the
lights
get
switched on,
the north side of the city centre, like
the north side of the city centre. So the north side of the city centre would be like Henry Street, Mary Street, Abbey Street, O'Connell Street. That's the north side, and then if you go over the bridge, you're going to cross to Grafton Street. Yeah. Well, it's all Grafton Street now. They've remarketed it. It's called the Grafton Quarter. That's where the lights are. That's where the twinkles are.
Yeah,
that's where the nice fancy stuff is. And unfortunately, the poor old north side is in. It's not, there was nothing that would attract you to go in anymore, which is an awful shame, because it was like, you know, everybody has their little traditions of what they would do. We would have always gone in to see the lights and see the cribs and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. No, you wouldn't go in now, which is
that's
a pity.
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really. Other things on my list is Little House on the Prairie. Now,
did
you watch that? That was on Sunday.
Is that the one where... Oh, no, that was the Waltons.
That's the Waltons. But Little House on the Prairie was Laura Ingalls, remember, and her dad. And her dad was like this handsome man with like loads of hair.
Was he in Highway to Heaven as well? Your man, Michael something.
I think it is him.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
He had the wavy, poofy hair. Yeah. I obviously have heard of Little House on the Prairie and stuff, but I don't think I must have watched it. Do you know what I mean?
Do you remember Nellie? And she had like the perfect curly hair. They worked in the shop. Well, I think I think, if I remember, that Little House in the Prairie was on Sundays, because sometimes we'd go to Mass, sometimes we wouldn't, but Little House in the Prairie would always be on around that time, either when you were going out or you were coming home. Little House in the Prairie was on. Mosny. Were you ever in Mosny?
Is that like Butlins? Never went to Mosny.
Mosny was the best thing.
We're very
ever.
Deprived down here in Cork. No, we only went to like Kerry. I can't speak for the whole county of Cork. No, maybe it was just me that never went to Mosny. Like,
oh, Mosny was the business. Like, we would go down. I never stayed over Mosny. Some people would stay over in the little chalets. We didn't. We were close enough that we were able to just go down for the day.
Yeah.
And we were going down there. I remember even when my friend was driving. So we went, used to go to Mosny up until we were 18 or 19. Just go down for the day. There was this swimming pool. And when you used to go into the swimming pool, like your mum or dad would like sit in the restaurant having something to eat and they could see you through the window swimming. So you'd be down there nearly killing yourself to like stay underwater for long enough to wave at your parents in the window, like underwater.
Do you know what I just remembered, amazing. Right? We didn't need to go to Mosny, and that's why I wasn't so familiar with, because Cork had Trebolgan.
I was going to say, did you not have Trebolgan?
We had Trebolgan,
then,
so that's why none of us. Why would we leave? Like, when we, I mean, Cork already has everything. Sure, we had our own Mosny, like Trebolgan. It was exclusive to Corkonians. It was, yeah, Trebolgan. It was very expensive to go to Trebolgan, though. I didn't learn that much. Oh, God, even when Charlie was small there, I got a mad notion because I hadn't been there since I was a child. And I said, come on, we go to Trebolgan. And it was so expensive to get in there, like. And, like, we met the PJ Masks, like, in Peppa Pig, like, so that was, like, the highlight of it, but it wasn't great, like.
I think that's now everything is mad money, because I know Mosny wasn't there. It couldn't have been there, because we all went. Like, if Mosny was there, we wouldn't have been down there. And sometimes you'd go to Mosny, like, I'd go down with my family, and we'd bump into aunties and uncles and cousins. Like, everybody was up and back and down to Mosny. So it can't have been expensive, because if it was, there's no way we'd have all been down there as often as we were. So and also, I know you were often able to bunk in, because one time I do remember that my auntie and uncle and their kids, they were staying over at Mosny, and they had a chalet, and we were only down for the day, but then they encouraged us to stay, so we did stay, but we just all bunked into their chalet. So we just all stayed over in their chalet that night, and I sang in the cabaret contest and I came third. So I remember, Fashion Wheel. Do you remember Fashion Wheel, where you turned the little thing around, you did your tracing? Pen pals, did you ever have a pen pal?
I did have a pen pal. I had a German pen pal, and then I went to Germany. It was like it was through the school, and it was horrific. It was horrific. It wasn't horrific, but I'm terrible. I lived in Dublin for a while as well when I was like 18, 19, and I get terrible homesickness, which I didn't realize at the time. And the first time I went away on my own was to my German pen pal, right? And I think I was 15 or 16. And got to the house, and the mother was like speaking to me in German. We were only going to speak in German, and that's how you learn. You only speak in German. So I hadn't a clue what they were saying to me. Got extremely homesick, was ringing my parents, like crying down the phone. I was like, please, like, let me go home. So they organized for me to get back home, and they wouldn't bring me to the airport. They told me to they told me that basically, like, you know, you'll get this bus and then you'll get the underground and it'll bring you to the airport. Telling me this in German now, right? Remember. So I was like, oh my God. But I don't know why, but there was an American couple staying in the house as well. And I'll never forget him. Ray from Alabama. I'll never forget him. Ray from Alabama told me he'd drive me up to the airport. And I swear to God, I loved Ray from Alabama. Like, never heard from Ray from Alabama again, but I remember going, like,
Ray,
he's my guardian. Ray, he was my guardian angel at the time, like, but
I can't believe that.
Yeah, I'm desperately homesick. Like, we went to, did your school go to Delphi? We went to Delphi as well when I was in school. Delphi's up in Galway. It's like a bloody outdoor pursuits place, right?
Year. I think we called it Crystal Maze, but like, I think we just gave
it's
it that name.
It's that kind of a thing, but this is...
I think we were there.
I don't know if it's in Galway. It's somewhere anyway. But my God, I'm not an outdoorsy girl, like, right? God almighty, not at all. And I remember they made you put on wetsuits and go surfing, whether you wanted to or not, right? So I had to do that. Then they'd wake you up with... what you call this thing? A thing like a vuvuzela. They'd blow into the room, like, in the mornings. It was... fucking hell on earth, right? Communal showers and toilets and everything. I was like, ugh. So again, there I am on the phone to my mum, please come home and collect me. And then the last night of Delphi, because my mum must have told me to shag off, right? So the last night of Delphi, they were having a disco. And so I went to an all-girls school, right? But there was an all-boys school as well at Delphi. So we were all like, oh, you know, like getting all dolled up for the disco and all. And we had to walk from the dorms, I suppose you'd call it, over to the hall where the disco was. So all my clothes were manky because we were doing fucking outdoor pursuits, right? So I had my best jeans on there that I'd kept for the disco. And I thought I was fucking gorgeous. Didn't I fall going over to the disco?
Oh, no.
Yeah, into a puddle, destroyed in muck, soaked everything. It was, to this day, one of the worst experiences of my life. Like, so from now on, I just don't leave Cork anymore now.
I'm not surprised you have PTSD. That's traumatized.
Oh, I'm telling you, I hate it. But Germany especially, I was traumatized over there. I think because I was so young as well. But
could you imagine taking a kid into your home, age 15, and then saying, off you pop now, get the bus to the airport and an underground and everything in a strange country? Yeah. Like, oh my God.
But you see, I was so cocky going off. I remember my mom was saying, no, no, no. And I begged them to leave me go. I begged them. So it's my fault, like, but I was only there a day. I think the first night, I remember being in bed over there the first night, and I don't even feel the lip quiver, and I was like, I'm so lonely. Like, I want to go
home. Could have done a pop song in the window.
I miss Glenroe.
Freaking hell.
Yeah, it was horrific.
I'd be cut out for that now. If I went over to someone's house now and they were like, off you go get a bus and I'm underground, I'd cry now.
I'm an awful baby. Like, I wouldn't be upset at all. But and then the style as well, you know, when you were in school as well, like I suppose we were all a bit bold when we kind of went into secondary school. Like, people sent in to me, I wouldn't say now that I was doing it, like, but people sent in to me, you know, having the sneaky cigarettes up by the school and all, and the nuns trying to come out and catch you having the sneaky cigarettes. And now I know there was a few in my school now as well that used to go up around the corner and have an old sneaky ciggy or two. Not me though.
I
used to do it when I used to go out, you know, when you were 70s. Sorry, not that I was
27.
When I was 27, there was a pub down here in Cork called the Catwalk, you know, and everybody went to the Catwalk. I don't care what you say, we all went to the Catwalk. We all thought we were fucking great with our Marlboro Lights. The Smirnoff Ice had just come out. We thought we were unreal. If you were exceptionally posh, you might have a Blue Wicket or something, and you're Marlboro Lights. And then you'd be going in home, and my mum used to be there. She's like, were you drinking? I'd be like,
No.
What? There's a smell of smoke off you. I wasn't smoking. Oh, happy days.
The good old days.
Good old days.
Also, in the good old days, friendship bracelets. We all had friendship bracelets. Yeah. Blind date. Surprise.
Oh, God. Blind date. Cilla Black,
Good old Cilla Black. Do you remember Gladiators?
Yeah.
I loved Gladiators.
Wolverine?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, there was a woman from Santry that was on Gladiators, and her name was Audrey, and she was a blonde woman from Santry called Audrey, and she was like uber celeb around these parts because she was on. She did well, like, but I think even to this day, and that must be like 20 odd years ago, she's still famous for being on Gladiators. Like, no, everybody still knows who she is. In fact, I'm going to Google her after this. I guarantee you she might even have Gladiator in her bio. Because she's gone the last 20 years off the fame of being, because she did well, like, she did well on Gladiators. But the Gladiators, you mentioned Top of the Pops, the Cork City, Boyzone, Extravision.
Oh, stop, Extravision. Like, that was like, oh, unbelievable. Like, there was no Netflix, none of this, just sit down on your couch and go flicking for a movie. No, you had to get up off your arse, you had to drive to an Extravision, you had to stand and look at every video along the way for at least half an hour.
Every aisle, the middle aisle, around the walls. Yeah, everything.
Oh, brilliant. Happy days. Like,
and your little Extravision card. And then the pure stress of, like, if you were late getting the tape back, or if you didn't rewind the tape properly. Because, you get a fine.
Yeah.
And then after Extravision came Chartbusters. But that's when we moved into DVDs. But Extravision was where it was at now with the
tapes. But, like, when you think even with DVDs, the amount of money we spent on DVDs. I swear to God, I think every Friday when I used to get paid, like, from when I was having part-time jobs early 16, I was buying, like, a DVD every Friday. Like,
how much I was CDs, music. Do you remember those folder, like a big letter folder.
Oh,
like
stop. Them. Yeah, and I had them all for CDs. CDs. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. you used to have to keep the little book because the book had all the lyrics to all the songs. So you'd have like your CD there and your book on this side with all the lyrics.
Yeah.
And you used to know every word to every song. Like I would actually sit there reading out the book and going along with the song so that I knew. Oh my God, I just had a flashback. Remember Billy? Do you have a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, because we want to. Because we want to. Yeah.
I remember my voicemail was, she must have had a song about, sorry, I can't get to the phone. And my voicemail was me singing Billy.
Well, come here. Do you remember like tape recorders at home in your house?
Yeah.
And you'd like record yourself singing. Again, Saturdays down in my grandmother's house, right? For some reason, I thought it was great crack to record myself singing. And I'm not one to brag, but there is a cassette floating around Cork and it's me singing, you're my forever friend, my never friend. Yeah, Charlie Lansbury, greatest hits.
I told you, I used to ring
in. What color is the wind, daddy?
Oh no, my mom used to make me sing, oh daddy, don't go,
go away. I'm here alone.
That's it.
Your daddy is a sailor, never comes home.
Oh, why are we singing that? We were infants. Like, my mom used to have me singing the most bizarre songs. Like, what? And you, oh my God, other flashback. Do you remember Robson and Jerome?
Robson and Jerome come out. My love.
Yeah. I was in love with Robson and Jerome. And I used to sing, oh, and then the other guy. Oh my God, London's Burning. Do you remember London's Burning? And there was a really cute guy in it and he brought out a song and it was a blue moon. Now I'm no longer.
It wasn't alone. Max Beasley, was it? Was that Max Beasley in that?
I don't know, but he died in London's Burning. He fell into a big vat of like lava type stuff and he died and I bloody cried. I cried. Oh my God, the wrestling. Do you remember
in a
the
pot
wrestling?
Of lava in London.
Some kind of lava.
Oh my
lava.
God, that's so
backwards.
Unfortunate. So
it was terrible. I was traumatized. I had to take his poster down off the wall. R.I.P. Moving on.
Come here. Oh, would you love to have like a karaoke session? We should actually have a karaoke party someday.
Yes,
just 80s and 90s songs. Oh my God, it would be unreal. Like, unreal.
I think that's good. Who's up for that?
Yeah.
So I got distracted there for a moment, but do you remember the wrestling? Do you remember when the wrestling was huge and everybody watched wrestling? I remember watching the wrestling on TV. Me and my brother were watching it and my mom came into the room and she says, Mother of Jesus, what's after happening? What's wrong with you? And we were bawling. Like, we were sobbing because the Hulk got beat up. Hulk Hogan got beat up in this particular episode of the wrestling. They dragged him around. They smashed chairs on his back. He couldn't get up. He was crawling. He'd lift up an arm and then bash, he got down again. We were hysterical watching the wrestling.
But do you remember
Bret the Hitman Hart? Yeah. Well, the first poster my brother ever had in his wall was the Hulk Hogan and I had Kylie Minogue. They were our first two posters that we were allowed. Bret the Hitman's Hart. Remember the Heartbreak Twins, Happy Brothers.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah,
Macho
Man.
Oh my God.
Macho Man.
Oh,
remember him?
Come on back to me now. Yeah.
It's all coming back. Oh, the
back
songs are going
to me now. Oh my God. Oh. Do you remember Pugwall? Did you have Pugwall? And the Orange Organics?
No.
Oh my God, Pugwall was in a little band in school and then there was Jenny. She was a right fucking bitch. She was the lead singer of the Orange Organics and she used to have your man running around after her like a feckin' idiot and sure she'd no interest in him at all. And I just thought I'd write a fan fiction there too to let him know if you let me in the band. Me and you.
I'll take it.
Don't mind that Jenny bitch. She doesn't love you the way I do.
Oh God.
Very upset by that. What else on this list is I'm nearly at the end, so we'll have to Police Academy. And I was in love with Mahoney. Yeah. Even though technically he's Mahoney and whoever called him Mahoney should be sure.
Yeah.
But remember Mahoney? Loved him. We had all of the Police Academies and we just watched them over and over and over again. Like, loved.
Who was like your proper crushes of the 80s and 90s? Take out Boyzone now, like the obvious ones. Who was a bit of all right, like? I'm going to say I had a little thing for Bruce Willis.
Oh no, I never liked
did,
grown-ups.
Yeah.
Not
when I was a child, like, but you know, like in the late 90s. Although, yeah, no, I was probably older. Yeah, no, I would have been in my 20s, yeah, for that.
Yeah. No,
big character, Backstreet Boys.
Literally boy like bands, sissy yeah. boys. Yeah, I like sissy boys because when you think about it, you're actually only a kid. So it makes sense. And when you think about it, actually, it's really perverse because you're like, they literally marketed these boys specifically to young girls. It's kind of gross. Like it is a bit gross. But like all the boys I loved were that same pretty boy, very effeminate now when I think back, like Ronan, like Stephen, like PJ and Duncan. Like, do you remember there was a 911 and A1, two bands? Yeah, the lead singers in both of those bands, but they were all the same boy. Like, if I was to put
they
all
had the same
together.
Haircut, didn't they? Like the center crease kind of bowl cut. Yeah. You know, what do they call that again? A step, was it? They all
a
had
step.
That.
Oh my God, a step,
They all
the boys I liked were basically the same.
Yeah.
And then, so it was weird that I liked Robson and Jerome. It was weird that I liked your man from London's Boarding. And it was weird that I liked Mahoney because they were actually like grown-ups.
Yeah.
So that was true. Oh, I remember being in love with Tom Hanks in Big.
Oh, that's my favorite film ever. Honest to God, that's my favorite film ever.
My brain told me he was actually a child, so therefore it was okay.
Oh, I don't know, but I didn't fancy him now, but I will say that to this day, that's one of my favorite films, Big. Love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah. Ah, that was lovely now. So nostalgic. Have you any more on your list? You got
just two more. One is Gremlins. I do remember the Gremlins movie. It was a big one. And the last thing on my list, I can't believe it didn't come further up the list, was Father Ted. Father Ted also emerged around 95. This is where my brain engaged and it went, take in your surroundings. And Father Ted was part of the surroundings. There was a U Club on, and the U Club used to be on a Friday evening, literally on the end of my road, like at the very end of my road. So I was always allowed to stay out a little bit later. And I think the U Club went on until 9:30. And I think Father Ted came on at 9, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And one day we were in the U Club and Father Ted came on the screen. Now, there was loads of stuff you could have been doing in the U Club. There was games. It was like Biker Grove, actually, a bit like Biker Grove. You know, you could have been playing foosball or you could have been doing any sort of thing. But the TV came on and I remember it was Father Jack and the cup was there and Mrs. Doyle was saying, what would you say to an old cup of tea, Father? And he goes, feck off, cup. And like, we were just kids and I thought this was hilarious. Yeah. So I specifically remember where I was when I first saw Father Ted on the TV.
But you know what? The lasting impact of Father Ted, the fact that it's on, the Christmas special is on every Christmas year, is just said so much about it. It was absolutely brilliant, wasn't it? Like from My Lovely Horse, the Christmas special, kicking Bishop Brennan up the arse. Like they were just, they were classic. They were so good. Come here, that was such a good episode though, wasn't it? Really, like going back
in time.
Like,
well, I'm just wondering, do you think you even get through a week without using a Father Ted quote? Because I don't get through a week without some kind of Father Ted quote.
No.
Oh, it was such a brilliant time, wasn't it? Can we do this again? I know I said it was a one-off special, but now thinking it should be a two-off special.
You know what?
Much fun.
We'll ask anyone as well to send in, if we've missed anything or something that you remember or that you loved from the 80s, 90s, make sure you send them in to us on our social, on our Instagram, all of the podcast. So will we end it? Will we sing out this episode to My Lovely Horse?
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Listen, we'll be back. Will we be back next week?
We will be back next week.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, we're going to see you next week and we're just going to sing you out. Okay. Right. So, My Lovely Horse.
My Lovely Horse.
Running around the fields, everybody now.
Where are you going with your fetlocks
blowing like a train in the night? Yeah.
Like a train in the night. Well, we messed that up all together, but anyway.
Bye now.